So I'm going to go to the desktop.
Form T bar, pane. Folder view, list view, Dropbox, 1 of 16.
And I'm going to press M for Mozilla Firefox.
M, Mozilla Thunderbird, 8 of 16. M, Microsoft Edge, 12 of 16. M, Mozilla Thunderbird, 8 of 16.
Nope, it must be F for Firefox.
F.
Or it's not on your desktop. I think I remember this from earlier in the tutorial. I don't think it's here.
It's not on my desktop. I think it's on my taskbar, though. So let's try...
Taskbar Microsoft Edge button.
There's Microsoft Edge.
File Explorer button. Firefox button.
There it is.
So I had pinned it. And now I'm going to press Enter.
Mm-hmm. Enter. Alert. It looks like you haven't started Firefox in a while. Do you want to clean it up for a fresh, new experience? And by the way, welcome back. Refresh Firefox. Alt plus E. Close. Not now button.
Not now. I just tabbed.
Mozilla Firefox. Mozilla Firefox. Navigation toolbar. Search with Google or enter address edit combo. Computer Braille.
I hit the right arrow key and went to no and pressed enter on that button. And now we are actually in Firefox.
So generally speaking, when you're in a browser, you don't have to play a lot in the menus, except for perhaps the initial configuration, getting it the way you want it, because a lot of that stuff you're going to set and forget. But the thing you want to know about the differences in some browsers, and this is why we're going to show you Firefox and Edge, is because Firefox is menu-driven and Edge has a vertical menu.
Right. So Firefox has a horizontal menu that goes across the top of the screen, kind of like Notepad would or Jart would. It's the same type of thing. You've got file, edit, bookmarks, and things like that. So let me show that to you. So in order to get to the menu, again, you can press 2-0, and that will bring you directly into the menu. Or you can double tap with two fingers along the bottom slider.
New file, 1 of 7, Alt plus F.
So there's the file menu. The other thing you could do to get into the menu is do A0, A0. So you could do it twice. If you don't remember that 2-0 command to do the single Alt, you can do A0 twice.
That's correct.
Or .10.
So if I go to the right with the right arrow key.
Edit, 2 of 7, Alt plus E. View, 3 of 7, Alt plus V. History, 4 of 7, Alt plus S.
Now history might
bookmarks,
be something you...
5 of 7, Alt yep. plus B.
Actually view in addition to bookmarks.
Tools, 6 of 7, Alt plus T.
There's tools, so you can get into options, Firefox options from here, as well as adding Firefox extensions.
Extensions?
Or add-ons, as they're called.
Yep.
Help, 7 of 7, Alt plus H.
And there's help.
Let's go back and show you something like either bookmarks or history, because that's something that you're definitely going to view if you choose to use them.
Tools, 6 of 7, Alt plus T. Bookmarks, 5 of 7, Alt plus B. History, 4 of 7, Alt plus S.
Now I'm going to down arrow.
History menu, show all history control plus shift plus H, 1 of 2.
So again, you've got shortcut keys. If you want to see all of your history, you can do it, so that could be handy. That site you visited last week, and it was really cool, and you meant to bookmark it, but you got distracted. You can probably, hopefully, find it in all history.
If you didn't clear your history.
If you didn't clear your history, then your history is history. Oh.
Clear recent history. Control plus shift plus del. 2 of 2.
That is how you do that.
Restore previous session. 1 of 3.
That can be a very handy thing to do. I've done that multiple times.
Recently your closed browser. Tabs unavailable submenu. 2 of 3.
Crashes and you're going, what was I just in? I had something important open. You can restore your recent session, and that's restore recent tabs, kind of a similar thing. If you closed a tab accidentally, you can reopen it, get back to it.
I just did that this morning, actually.
Recently closed windows unavailable submenu. 3 of 3.
Same thing there. Recently closed window, so a window as opposed to a tab.
My drive dash Google Drive. 1 of 15.
It's my history. I went to Google Drive. In Firefox. So this is a list of all of my places that I've been, or some of the places that I've been, the most recent places that I've been, for example.
Google Drive, 2 of 15. There is a way to protect your privacy. Join Firefox, 3 of 15. Firefox protects your privacy automatically, 4 of 15. Google Docs, 5 of 15.
Let's go back up to
Firefox protects your privacy automatically, 4 of 15.
Press Enter.
Leaving menus, search with Google or enter address edit combo, computer braille, new tab, Mozilla Firefox. Firefox protects your privacy automatically - Mozilla Firefox. Firefox. Firefox protects your privacy automatically. Page has 6 regions, 9 headings, and 39 links. Firefox protects your privacy automatically. Main region. Firefox graphic. Visited link. Join Firefox. Heading level 1. Your privacy respected. Automatically. Firefox automatically protects your privacy, so you're free to live your life every time you get online. Link. View your protection report. Heading level 3. Enhanced tracking protection automatically blocks sites from following you around the internet. Link. See what's blocked. Heading level 3. Firefox monitor. See if you've been involved in known online data breaches and take action to resolve them. Link. Go to monitor. Heading level 3. Facebook container. Stay connected to the people you can't be with in real life and stop Facebook from following you online. Link. Add Facebook container. Link. Why am I seeing this? Main region and navigation region. Heading level 5. Firefox list of 4 items. Link. Support. Link. Privacy. Link. Press. Link. Brand standards.
In other words, Firefox is a really good browser. Use it.
Right. So what you do is I just pressed enter to load that history item, and the page loads and JAWS began to read it automatically. And then I pressed control to shut it up, to stop the speech. So if we want to go to a new page, we can press control L, and that will allow us to type in a new page.
You can also do a search that way. So yes, if you don't know what you're looking for.
Control L selected. https://www.mozilla.org/on-us/firefox/welcome/8/. Firefox protects your privacy automatically. Mozilla Firefox.
What you're going to hear is the address bar when it's reading it to you. It will read you the URL of the page that you're on currently. So the one that we're just on, the Protect Yourself with Firefox automatically page. It'll read you the URL, the page title, and it will tell you that you need to be able to type in computer braille to type the web page address.
JAWS does a better job of, if you have 6-dot grade 2 braille and you want to use that in Word, you can use that in Word or WordPad or Jart. But then when you go onto a web page, when you're filling out a form, you need to use computer braille in order to write your stuff, like your web addresses, your email addresses, and things like that. So JAWS seems to know when you're supposed to switch and tells you when you're supposed to use computer braille. So I'm going to type in one of my favorite websites.
I wonder what it'll be.
Selected. istatexas.com/.
He didn't even have to type it in. He just typed M.
Right. That's why it's one of my favorite sites, because it's in my history and it pulled it up. So if
collapsed.
I press enter.
Brand standards. Link brand standards.
Now this
Mystic
is reading.
Access vertical bar. Gain confidence using assistive technology. Mozilla Firefox. Black, medium, small, square. You are close to giving up because you feel like you're simply failing to learn your assistive technology, and your patience and confidence are suffering. Black, medium.
So we've paused that speech or stopped it from speaking temporarily. The first thing you heard when it said brand standards was it was loading the page and it spoke that text from the previous page. Now, however, we're on Mystic Access, and for some reason we're kind of in the middle of the page. Either that or it was reading things from the middle of the page.
I think it was reading things from the middle of the page. So if I hit the up arrow key or up arrow.
Mystic Access vertical bar. Gain confidence using assistive technology.
So we are at the top. Very good.
I can hit the right arrow key.
Y-S-T-I-C.
So if you weren't Charlie. Entirely sure that you heard Mystic, and show them that again because I was talking over it. It actually gives you the phonetic.
T. Tango.
So T. Tango.
Right, exactly.
I. India.
And it's really just pausing.
C. Charlie.
So Mystic.
Sometimes, sometimes C's and B's and D's could be a little hard to understand, so it's really nice to have
that. Yeah, I have trouble
there.
With B's and V's particularly, so I like to hear Bravo Victor so I know what I'm doing.
Now if I down arrow.
We use cookies to optimize your website and our service. Link cookie policy. Dash. Link learn more about privacy. Accept button. List of 4 items. Same page link skip to main navigation. Same page link skip to shopping cart. Same page link skip to main content. Visited same page link skip to footer. List end. Visited current page link graphic Mystic Access logo. Heading level 1 Mystic Access. Where the magic is in learning. Primary menu navigation region.
So now we're in the primary menu.
Menu button collapsed.
And the page is not maximized, and I know that because the menu is collapsed.
Because why? Because we're on a tablet. So, let's press enter.
Enter. Mystic Access vertical bar. Gain confidence using assistive technology. Menu button expanded.
Now I'm going to down arrow.
Search for colon. Search region. Search for colon. Search edit. Search products.
If you're unfamiliar with JAWS, that little bling sound you just heard is the sound of you entering the search box or an edit field of some kind.
Search products.
And for whatever reason, it's stuck in search products. So I'm just going to tab once.
Search button.
And you hear that other sound, that little lower sound? That means you are now out of the search box.
Right.
So you could have done a search directly from here for anything on the website. A podcast you missed, a product you're looking for, anything.
List of 11 items. Visited current page, link home.
Now, link my account.
Link shop. Link has pop-up podcast.
Now that list says...
One items nesting level 1.
Has pop-up podcast. Yep. And then because the screen is open...
Link downwards arrow with tip right words about the podcast.
You've got about the podcast. So you can go to the podcast page or you can go to about the podcast. Either way will let you get there.
Now,
list and nesting level 1.
Scrolling down this menu is well and good. And it's actually a good way to go if you're new to a website. You can scroll, down arrow. That's great. But let's say you don't care about the menu. You just want to see what's here. You're not really familiar with the page. And you just want to see if there's something written that will give you a better indication of what this website is all about.
So sometimes you can use element navigation. If the website is coded properly, they would have headings and links and edit boxes and form fields and all kinds of things on their website. Not necessarily everything on that same page. But for example, if I press H.
And cart heading level 2.
And that said shopping cart. So there's right. A heading,
heading level 1.
Our shopping cart.
There's home. Now, if I down arrow from here.
Main region. Article. Are you someone who is blind or has low vision? And colon. List so of three items.
And colon. So it read you
black,
that
medium, small, square. You are intimidated, frustrated, and slash or overwhelmed as you try to learn to use your assistive technology. Black, medium, small, square. You are tired of limited or poorly constructed documentation. If you have any documentation at all. Black, medium, small, square. You are close to giving up because you feel like you're simply failing to learn your assistive technology, and your patience and confidence are suffering. List end. Please, don't give up. Allow Mystic Access the opportunity to assist you. Our company strives to support and empower blind and visually impaired users of assistive technology through providing comprehensive, professionally-produced audio tutorials and personalized one-on-one and group training opportunities.
So maybe you've read that little blurb, and you're thinking, this sounds kind of interesting. I wonder if perhaps they have some way I can stay in contact with them. One way you can find out is to see if there's a newsletter available. And there are a few ways you can do that. On our page, it's really easy. You can just look for a form field or an edit field. Form fields will give you a little more information if you're interested in doing that. And in our case, you can sign up to our newsletter on the main page of our website. And if Chris wanted to get down to a form field quickly to find out, is there a form field that tells me about the newsletter? And a form field allows you to enter information such as an email address, for instance, so that you could stay in touch and we could stay in touch with you and let you know what's new with Mystic Access. So Chris could press F from here to find the next form field. So F for form field on the webpage.
Search edit.
And I'm going to press F again because it took us to the search box.
Search button.
There's a search button. Because it's going
email address
form
edit.
Field to form field. So there's email address. Now, if I hit the up arrow.
Email address. Receive regular news, updates, and discounts. Heading level 2, join our news list.
There we go. So in this case, it may have been better to go by heading to find join our news list. But that way you knew for sure, it wants my email address or something. Maybe they'll send me something, a newsletter or something, so I can get on their list. In this case, form field did show you that there was a place to enter your email address, but moving up then kind of gave you some more clarity as to what you were actually entering it for.
The regular news, updates, and discounts. Email address. Email address.
So I could type
sidebar
in my
complimentary
email address
region
here.
Email address edit. Computer Braille.
And it said computer Braille, so it lets me know that I have to use computer Braille in order to type into this form field.
So if you then entered your email address, you would press tab.
First name edit. Computer Braille.
Again, first name, computer Braille.
Last name edit, computer Braille. Yes, checkbox not checked.
Now, this is another instance where you want to arrow up to find out what am
consent.
I?
Consent.
Consent. So you have to consent to the lists. You have to give your consent that you are indeed putting your email address in and giving us that information.
And you are giving us permission to send you information.
Yes, checkbox not checked. Subscribe button.
Where's the checkboxes?
Mystic Access News checkbox not checked.
It tabbed over them.
I give consent to Mystic Access to collect and use my details via this form.
And I can just down arrow.
Mailing list. Events checkbox not checked.
You would check that by hitting your space bar.
Mystic Access News checkbox not checked.
You wouldn't have to. You could check whichever of these you wanted. We have two mailing lists. So exactly. This allows you to pick. You want one or both.
Right. So they're check boxes. You could check this one or the other one or both or none. If you were doing none, you're not even down here. So now we're going to down arrow again.
Subscribe button.
And there's your subscribe button. So if you press enter on the subscribe button, it will send you an email that you have to confirm that you want to be a part of the mailing list. It's called double opt-in.
So if you're on any site, the subscription process may differ a little bit in terms of how to sign up for a newsletter, but that's often kind of what it looks like. Now let's show you something else while using this site as an example. We already know that we have a podcast. What if you were curious? What if you wanted to listen to an episode of that podcast?
You could press Control F. So we're going to do Control.
More headings at level 1. Virtual Find. JAWS Find Dialog. Find What : Edit Combo. Alt plus W. Computer P. O. D. C. A. S. T.
Press Enter.
What topics would you like to have covered more often in the Mystic Access podcast?
Now, this is not the podcast Chris is looking for.
This is not.
This is a poll. On the website.
Right. So I can press F3 to go to the next option, or I can press Shift F3 to go to the previous option or previous search result.
So we know that we're close to the bottom of the page because this is our website. So Chris would need to press Shift F3, 0 with S for Shift, followed by 9 and dots 1-4 for F3.
Wrapping to top. Link his pop-up podcast.
That is the first podcast on the website.
Press Enter.
Enter. Banner region. Primary menu navigation region. Podcast link. Podcast archive - Mystic Access - Mozilla Firefox. Shopping cart. Heading number 2 shopping cart. We use cookies to optimize.
And
which control do you use?
Page has 14 regions, 21 headings, and 44 links.
You can use
heading level 2 podcast.
C with 0, or you can use 2-5 with 0. C with 0 twice, or 2-5 with 0 once.
That's a command I highly recommend you do remember, 2-5 with 0, because that will immediately shut up your speech. It doesn't turn speech off, remember, it just shuts it up temporarily.
Shopping cart heading level 2. Introduction heading level 2. Archives : podcast heading level 3. Archives :
now,
podcast heading level 1.
We can, of course, go down by heading with HHHHH. Doesn't JAWS have a way to go to a particular heading level too?
It does. If I press 1 through 6, I can go through the headings on the page, either 1 for heading 1, or 2 for all headings with 2, or 3 for all headings with 3.
And this is levels,
down.
Heading levels.
Right.
So you have to pay attention to what it says in terms of heading level 1, heading level 2, heading level 3.
Exactly.
So you can do that if you wish to.
Heading level 2 link off by 12 hours.
So this is our latest podcast, off by 12 hours.
So let's go down.
This episode features two extensive demos, but first we share some important announcements. Our 2-week event on Orbit products remains open for registration. All pre-orders went through on September 15th, but you still have time to join us and to article end.
Now this is article end. If you wanted to learn more about this episode, this is just the first little blurb of show notes, a little excerpt of show notes. You need to press enter on that heading that gave the podcast title. And then you can go into the podcast and read more and play it or download it.
Yes, you can.
Heading level 2 link, check the batteries.
The same thing with this one. So you can't play it from this list. You'd have to go into it to play it.
Heading level 2 link off by 12 hours. Enter. Podcast archive - Mystic Access. Heading level 2 link off by 12 hours.
So I press
off
enter
by 12
on
hours
- link,
Mystic Access - I'm Mozilla Firefox.
So there is a JAWS setting to turn off the automatic reading of web pages. So if you don't want it to read the entire web page to you when it loads, you can turn that off. So in that way, you would have complete control. You wouldn't have to shut up the speech every single time.
I always turn those off in both screen readers because they drive me mad. NVDA has it as well. And you can make sure that when your page loads, it will just read you like the first sentence, or it will tell you the page is loaded and not read to you. I can't remember exactly how it works, but make sure that you don't have to hear all this.
So if I press the letter B.
Menu button collapsed.
Do it again.
Play button.
There's the play button. So if I wanted to play this episode because I heard it was a really cool episode, I could just press enter on this play button and it would start playback. So that gives you an idea of some of the things you can do with Firefox as a web browser. And we're going to just launch Edge really quickly and show you what the menus are like, because browsing is pretty much going to be the same regardless of the web browser that you're using. You may notice a little bit of speed difference depending on the browser that you're working with as well.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll take you into Edge. We'll take you somewhere like Amazon, where a lot of us shop. Especially right now, we're doing this in the midst of COVID, and give you an idea of what Edge is like, Edge's menus.
So let's close Firefox. And to do that, we're going to do Alt F4.
F4, taskbar, Firefox button.
And we are on the taskbar with Firefox. Now I'm going to go to the desktop.
Folder view, list view, Dropbox, 1 of 16.
And we are going to switch back to NVDA and load Edge. And I'm going to press C for control.
C, control, 3 of 16.
Press enter.
H, Braille English 8. Home dash Windows main.
So you heard her say stop, and now it says stop on the Braille display and launch and settings. So I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Launch.
Double tap.
Jaws left paren, yes, right paren.
So there's Jaws. I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Da left paren, no, right paren.
Press enter.
Da left paren, yes, right paren.
Now I'm going to tap. I've got OK and I've got cancel. And it didn't speak, but OK is sitting on the Braille display with a flashing cursor. Press enter.
S. Taskbar.
So we go through the change again.
And it says system busy.
Taskbar. Braille English G2. System busy.
And it says taskbar on the Braille display. So we should be actually on the taskbar. Let's see if we are. We are not. It might just not have system focus.
Running applications toolbar. Microsoft Edge button.
And it didn't. So I just tabbed, and now I'm actually on the taskbar. And I can press enter on Edge. And Microsoft Edge is loading.
Thunderbird help in 5 more pages. Personal Microsoft Edge window. Tab bar toolbar. Tab control. Thunderbird help. Clickable content info. Landmark navigation. Landmark Creative Commons license link.
Now, it didn't actually put you on the page. What did you just do? Tabbed to get...
I tabbed off and then shift-tabbed back. Sometimes you're going to find that in Windows where you have to tab off and shift-tab back. So let's go to Amazon.com. And to do that, we press Control.
CTRL pressed.
And then L.
App bar toolbar. View site information button. Address and search bar. Edit search or enter web address. CTRL plus L selected. https://support.mozilla.org/ns/product/thunderbird.
Ooh, that's interesting. So notice that NVDA does things a little differently. And this could possibly be an Edge thing too, but I doubt it. I think it's probably a screen reader thing exclusively. NVDA is only reading you the URL. It's not reading you the title of the site, nor is it telling you computer Braille.
Right. So now we're going to do...
A. Anon selected. M. A. ZonPay selected. ZonPay Z. OnPay select. O. NPay. N. Anon selected. Dot. Selection removed. C. I'm selected. O. O on M. Selection removed.
Now, press you enter. Did use computer Braille.
I did, because I had to put the period in, which was .46.
Loading page. Still loading.
And notice it's telling you still loading, which is something that Edge does, which I love.
Loading complete. Amazon.com. Online shopping for electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, and more. Clickable. Skip to main content. Banner landmark navigation. Landmark button. Open menu. Link Amazon. Search landmark.
So when you're in a web address, you've got to remember to use computer Braille.
The good news is you really don't have to use http://. So
no, you never have to do that,
right.
Generally speaking. Now, there is a site that I visit a lot where I do have to put the www or the site won't open. But generally speaking, that's like one out of hundreds of sites that I visit that I know that's a problem.
Exactly. So most of the time.
But you do need to use 4.6 for your dot. For your period.
And I can do all of the same stuff that we did before, up and down arrow.
Search in combo box, collapsed all search edit.
Now there's a combo box. Let's show you this combo box.
Search in combo box, collapsed all departments.
Press enter.
And we're in NVDA, and we've got sounds on, and that tells you, it's kind of like the little sound we heard a couple minutes ago in Jaws. Hey, you're in something. In this case, it's a combo box.
So I should be able to down arrow.
Audible books and originals. Alexa skills. Amazon devices.
If he wanted to go somewhere specific in here, he could press like E for electronics.
Let's do that. Let's do the E.
Three. E. Electronics.
Press sure enter. Enough.
List. Electronics 30 of 57.
So instead of searching all categories, it's going to search electronics. Now, if I tab.
Search in combo box, electronics collapse, select the department you want to search in. Search edit blank.
There's your edit box.
Right. Now I'm going to type wireless keyboard. So I want.
W. I. R. E. L. E. S. S. Space.
Now, do you need to be typing in computer braille here?
I don't know. I'm going to press enter to actually conduct a search.
And you do need to do this in computer braille.
Loading page.
Yes, you do. And I really like the prompts where it says loading page and still loading and load complete.
I do too. I love those. It's one of my favorite things about Edge. Edge is now my primary default browser.
Loading complete. Amazon.com. Wireless keyboard. Clickable, clickable, skip to main content. Banner landmark navigation landmark button open menu. Link Amazon. Search landmark.
The easiest way to move through your results is with heading navigation. So H, shift H.
So I want to press H.
124 of over 10,000 results for electronics link. Wireless keyboard sort by. Sort by. Logitech K380 multi-device wireless Bluetooth keyboard Rose Link heading level 2. Logitech MK735 performance wireless keyboard and mouse combo link heading level 2. Wireless keyboard mouse combo. Simadech compact full-size wireless keyboard and mouse set 2.4G ultra thin sleek design for Windows, computer, desktop, PC, notebook, laptop, turquoise, link heading level 2.
And they have cool colors, so that's nice.
Yes, they do.
They do. So, now, the other thing you could do, as with JAWS, you can move at different heading levels. So all your results are at heading level 2. So let's say, for instance, that first result perhaps was something you wanted to see. If you wanted to get back up to it more quickly and you were down at like result 16 or something, you could probably press 1 to go back to heading level 1, the first one, which is above all your search results.
In this case, you would do shift 1 because you've already passed it.
Right.
Shift pressed. 124 of over 10,000 results for electronics link, wireless keyboard and sort by,
sure enough,
sort by, combo box collapsed featured heading level 1.
That worked. Now, when you did 1, did you do that in computer braille?
Yes.
So it's dot 2.
So when you're online, you're using computer braille the same way you are with JAWS.
Really important to remember.
Okay. So now that we know that we can browse the internet, just like you did in Firefox and just like you did in JAWS, NVDA has the same kind of hotkeys. H for heading, K for link, E for edit box, F for form field, those kinds of things. Enter on a link, tab and shift tab if you choose to. All those commands work. Insert F7 to bring up your links list and all that good stuff.
Now, the one difference is the find command.
Right. When I did the find command using JAWS, it was Control F. Now, JAWS takes over Control F when you're in a web browser. NVDA, you would need to use insert control F to do the find command, and then insert F3 and shift insert F3 to go forward and back through your results. So you don't have to do that control insert F if you've already have a search string that you're searching for. So I'm going to go into the menu, and to do that, you press Alt F.
Pressed. Menu item.
So now I can down arrow.
Extensions grouping. 1Password has access to this site 11 of 12. Avast, this website is safe. Badge value tech. New tab TCTRL plus T3 of 22.
And I'm skipping some of those extensions because those are mine and they've synchronized across from my other computer using Edge. So if you have a Microsoft account, for example, and you want to have certain favorites and extensions and things like that synchronized, so you install it on one machine, it can show up on your inside one or vice versa. If you're in the extensions store and you find a really cool extension for Edge that you want to work with and you install it on your inside one, it will automatically show up on Edge on all of your other PCs because you are signed into your Microsoft account or could be signed into your Microsoft account.
Window NCTRL plus N4 of 22. New tab TCTRL plus T3 of 22. New window NCTRL plus N4 of 22. New and private window ICTRL plus shift plus N5 of 22. Zoom grouping. Zoom out, CTRL plus minus key, 6 of 22. Zoom in, CTRL plus plus key, 7 of 22.
That's for your text if you want to zoom in and out of your text.
Enter full screen, F11, 8 of 22. Favorites collapsed, 09 of 22.
There's favorites. Firefox called them bookmarks.
History collapsed, H10 of 22.
There's your history.
There's your history.
Downloads DCTRL plus J11 of 22.
Downloads.
Apps collapsed at 12 of 22.
Apps.
Now that's something we'll talk about in the Windows 10 tutorial. This is one of my favorite things about Edge. They've got really cool extra goodies that you don't find anywhere else, like apps and collections, which we'll see in a second.
I thought loading page and load done were your favorite things in Edge.
Well, I like a lot of things about Edge.
Oh, okay.
Extensions X13 of 22.
There's Edge extensions. Firefox calls those add-ons, remember?
Collections of 14 of 22.
There's collections.
Print PCTRL plus P15 of 22.
And this stuff's pretty standard.
It is.
Share R16 of 22.
Print share.
Find on page FCTRL plus F17 of 22.
Find on page.
Read aloud UCTRL plus Shift plus U18 of 22.
That's another Edge feature I love.
Yeah, it's very cool.
More tools collapse down 19 of 22.
There's not a lot you'll want in that, but there are things to check out in there.
Settings S20 of 22.
There's where your settings are.
Help and feedback collapse B21 of 22.
There's help and feedback.
Close Microsoft Edge C22 of 22.
And then there's close. So you can close your Edge should you wish to. There's no left and right menu bar. This is strictly Alt F and then down arrow, down arrow, down arrow to whatever you want. And press enter on one of these items.
You can certainly down arrow to whatever you want, but also note that many of them have shortcuts, and they're menu-based shortcuts. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but they exist.
Alt-FX. That should take you into extensions. So if you want to go to extensions quickly, you should be able to press Alt-F.
Well, escape out of there and let's see.
X. Well, I'm already in the menu, so all I have to do is press X. So let's see what it does.
Opening new loading page. Extensions and six more pages. Personal Microsoft Edge window. Still loading. Extension.
And there it is.
And there it is. It put you automatically, the way we've got NVDA set, it put you automatically in the search box to, I don't know if that's to search for a new extension or to search your own extensions, but one of those search boxes here.
It's to search your extensions.
That's what I thought. You actually have to click on something different to get a new extension.
If I want to close this extensions window, I can press Control.
CTRL pressed.
W.
Closing tab. Amazon.com. Wireless keyboard document. Heading level 1124 of over 10,000 results for Link Electronics. Wireless keyboard.
And now we're back in the Amazon page.
And if you notice, it said close tab. So it lets you know that you're closing the tab. So Edge does a lot more of giving you more verbal feedback as well.
Yeah, I really, really like Edge. It's very responsive. It's not a resource hog like something like Chrome, for instance, which does take up a lot of system resources. And it's still a secure browser.
Chrome and Edge kind of look like each other. So if you really want to use Chrome instead of Edge or Edge instead of Chrome, if you play with one, it feels like the other. They're kind of like twins in that
way. To a degree. I would say they're fraternal twins, though. They're not identical twins.
Right. And they'd be a little different because Microsoft is one parent and Google is the other parent. So who knows how that works. But they are kind of sort of twins. If you play with any other browser that you may want to check out, there's a few out there. They're Chromium-based. They should work as well. So, again, it's all in how you want to work with your browser.
We do just want to encourage you of one browser not to use. Please. Please.
And that is Internet Explorer.
It's old. It's out of date. It has security holes galore and has not been touched in years. Just don't use it. Particularly as a primary browser. It isn't worth the risks.
So I'm going to close Edge, and we're going to do Alt F4.
Tab, taskbar,